7:50, please.
Request of Diane Sussman to address council regarding ways the city can help residents cope with heat waves and snowstorms. Yeah, any seat you want.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All we need is your name for the record. We don't need your address. The time counts down on that little thing. It'll be a little beep at 30 seconds and then lots of beeps at 3 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
So my name is Diane Sussman. And first, I want to thank you for giving me 3 minutes of blame on the one issue that seems to have surpassed traffic in the last year, and that's the weather. And I just want to know that I wanted you to know that I've never addressed the city council before. I'm a little nervous, but it's okay, because I'm picturing all of you naked.
On roller skates?
As we all know, this past year was alternately the coldest, hottest, wettest, and smoggiest on record. And that's not the city council's fault. But I do feel that this city, and I include all our wonderful residents in this, needs to do more than bear witness to its escalating snow gauges and thermometers and just keep saying that this never happens here. Clearly, the time to stop saying this never happens here is when something's happening here. And because it's unlikely that these are one-time, nonstop freak events, I'd like to offer a few ideas that I think would help show that the city is not once again going to let rarity supersede reality. And I'll start with winter. I sympathize with the city's rationale that it can't afford to invest in a fleet of snowplows, and I sympathize with not wanting to salt the roads because we are a tree-loving people. But I do not sympathize with having allowed the streets to remain iced over for 10 days while the city argued over salt versus snowplows versus studded tires. I can't tell you the number of people I saw falling on their tuchuses outside my window as they tried to get to the museum or work. I'm surprised lawsuits didn't follow. So I say to the city council, get some shovels, dudes. You guys opened some emergency shelters for homeless people, and I think that's absolutely terrific. But you could have bought some shovels and gone to the homeless shelters and asked if anybody wanted to make $8 to $10 an hour and go out and shovel the sidewalks. Yet also, you could pair that shovel brigade with a list of people who live in the outer neighborhoods who can't, or their shoveling days are behind them, or they're infirm, and you could send those people to their houses and help them shovel their sidewalks so they can get out of their houses. I have a feeling that if you did offer this, that there probably would be churches and soup kitchens that would offer a hot meal for these people at the end of the day, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of the elderly residents and other people who need shoveling would give people hot chocolate and tips, and it would help with goodwill. Now I'd like to talk about summer, which really was hell. According to news reports, 40% of Portland residents don't have air conditioning. And when it comes to the grid, air conditioning pits the haves against the have-nots. So to me, the biggest offender were retailers who keep their doors open while they're running their air conditioning. I'd like to see the city pass an ordinance so that people can report if stores are keeping their air conditioning on so that they can close their doors. I only saw two stores that did that. If it's 90 degrees or above, they should be required to keep their doors closed. Also, on Spare the Air Days, oops, I had two more things.
Thank you very much. Sorry. If you'd like to send us the rest of your testimony, we'll be sure to look for it. Thank you for your comments.